You're listening to 89.5 The Giant. I'm Toby Motika. In just a few moments, I'll be sending you down south, where the Mansfield Mountaineers will close out the 2005 football season against Division I AA opponent Coastal Carolina. But before I do that, we here at 89.5 thought it would be appropriate to relive the 2005 season, a season that was filled with its fair share of both ups and downs, a season in which many new faces left their mark, while some familiar faces played their way into the history books. It all began in the state of West Virginia against non-conference opponent West Virginia Wesleyan. Trailing 17-6 midway through the second quarter, Mansfield turned to Old Faithful to get them back on the board. I'm talking about none other than Ernest Poobert McNeil.
Third short hand off McNeil. Lots of running room. McNeil's going to score. Touchdown, Mansfield.
Great play right there. That was tremendous, and that's how Mansfield wants to come out of a timeout. He found the hole up the middle. The Bobcats loaded the box up, trying to stop him on third and short. McNeil was able to break through the safeties and cruise for the easy touchdown.
That touchdown run was Pooh Bear's first of two in the ballgame. West Virginia Wesleyan would then take a 7-point lead into the fourth quarter, but that deficit was quickly erased when Mansfield's quarterback of this year hooked up with the Mounties quarterback of yesteryear in the end zone for six.
Second down and, we'll say, 14 from the 17-yard line. Hang hold in the shotgun. McNeil next to him, four receivers. Hang hold. Runs away from the rush. Wide open in the end zone. Hildebrand, touchdown.
That touchdown was the first as a Mountaineer for freshman quarterback John Hanghold, and he wasn't done yet. Trailing by 7 with just over 7 minutes to go in the ballgame, Hanghold drove the Mounties to the West Virginia Wesleyan 5-yard line, setting up this dramatic touchdown pass.
Here we go. Two receivers out right, Davis and Tanner. To the left, Hanghold throws the fade to Davis. He's got it. Touchdown, Mansfield.
After Mansfield's extra point attempt failed, West Virginia Wesleyan would drive downfield and take an 8-point lead with just 3:26 to go in the ballgame. Hanghold and company would then muster one last drive of their own, and on fourth down, were forced to go for the tie.
Robinson alone on the left. It's a fade to Robinson. Robinson goes up for it and is broken up. Incomplete. Outstanding coverage on the play by the cornerback, Terrence Luke.
After that pass was broken up, West Virginia Wesleyan would run out the clock, preserving a tough-fought 41-33 victory over a very game Mansfield Mountaineer team. Hoping to build on their near victory in West Virginia, Mansfield returned home to take on the California University of Pennsylvania Vulcans. Exactly the opposite would happen, as Cal put touchdown after touchdown on the board, en route to an 88-12 victory over the Mountaineers. It was a game neither the fans nor the players and coaches would like to remember anytime soon. The following week, when the team traveled to Clarion, fans saw a much more spirited play out of the Mounties, particularly from the defense. Mansfield shut out the Golden Eagles' offense for the majority of regulation, with the only Golden Eagle points coming off of a blocked Brandon Fields punt. While the Mountie offense had a tough time putting points up on the board themselves, they would cash in midway through the fourth quarter. Trailing 7-6, John Hanghold found Tyrone Robinson for the completion and let Robinson do the rest.
Second and 13 on the 46 of Clarion. Great field position of Mansfield. Let's see if they can do something with it. Blitz on once again. Pat Allen. Here we go. Caught by Tyrone Robinson. Stricken to the end zone. Mansfield with the lead. Touchdown, Mansfield.
With that touchdown, the deal looked to be sealed for the Mountaineers, but Clarion would mount one final drive, culminating in a game-winning one-yard touchdown run by running back Dave Mierzynski. The final score from that one, Clarion 15, Mansfield 12, dropping the Mounties to 0-3 on the season. This young Mountaineer team returned home the following week, looking to bounce back against a Kutztown team that had lost to Clarion earlier in the season. The final was much more lopsided than many anticipated, with Kutztown coming out on top 45-18. However, for just one play, Mansfield fans thought they saw LaDainian Tomlinson in their backfield throwing touchdown passes. Who else but Ernest Pooh Bear McNeil?
Mansfield trying to move with urgency on the offensive side as they are down 31-6. Hanghold in the shotgun. McNeil stands to his right. Taylor comes in motion from left to right. Snap to Hanghold. Pitch right, McNeil. He's going to throw. He's got Mathis wide open. Touchdown, Mansfield.
After the disappointing loss to Kutztown, Mansfield hit the road again, this time traveling to Lock Haven to take on the Bald Eagles. Lock Haven came into the game with a struggling offense, but was able to get on track in a big way, running for 462 yards on a whopping 84 carries, thoroughly tiring out the Mountaineer defense. The game was not without its positives for the Mounties, however. Ozzie Mathis enjoyed his third straight game with a touchdown reception, catching this 24-yarder in the third quarter from quarterback John Hanghold.
Mansfield sets up wide receivers, two to each side, the two in the backfield, Hanghold in a shotgun. Hanghold waits on the snap, has it, looking to throw deep. Mathis in the end zone, going for it, and he's going to be out of bounds.
Touchdown!
They're going to call him inbounds. Ozzie Mathis with the great catch stays inbounds somehow.
Wow.
And gets Mansfield six.
Worn out and demoralized after their fifth straight loss to open the season, the Mounties returned to Carl Van Norman Field the following week for homecoming 2005 against the Cheney Wolves. Alumni and students alike who were on hand on a rainy, cold afternoon in Mansfield were treated to a record-setting performance from freshman quarterback John Hanghold.
As once again, four wide, it looks like Cheney's lining up in zone coverage now. Hanghold behind center, sends Davis in motion to the left. The give is going to denote that it's a play action. Hanghold looking deep. He's got a man. It's Robinson. Robinson makes the catch, and he's going to score the touchdown as the Mountaineers strike quickly. A beautiful throw by John Hanghold and an even better catch by Tyrone Robinson, and the Mansfield Mountaineers take a 6-0 lead. Hanghold under center sends Tanner in motion. Play action as Hanghold rolls right. He's going to throw right. He's got man wide open for the touchdown. John Hanghold to Jeff Tanner for the touchdown Mountaineers as they tie this one up at 14. Hanghold looks a bit confused. Play clock down to 8. Still behind center. He hikes the ball. He's looking for a fade route. He's got Ozzie Mathis. Mathis jumps up and he catches it for the touchdown. The Mountaineers continue to move the ball at midfield. 4:13 to go. Mountaineers lead by 4. Hanghold takes a snap in the shotgun. Fakes the handoff. Gives to Davis. Near side, Davis dancing around. He's got some space, right along the sideline. He's going to go. Rodney Davis into the end zone. Touchdown, Mansfield. Hanghold drops back to pass. He's looking left. He's going to throw left. He's got Kluvert. Kluvert racing to the end zone. Leaps up and does a spiraling twist in the air for the touchdown. Holy cow. That's the kind of stuff you see on NFL films.
In case you lost track, that was 5 touchdown passes in the game for John Hanghold, a Mansfield freshman record and a feat that earned him PSAC East Offensive Player of the Week. And the game itself? Mansfield pulled out the victory in blowout fashion, 38-17. The Mounties took their newfound confidence into Westchester to face the nationally ranked Golden Rams the following week. Unfortunately for the Mounties, they were quickly brought back down to earth and trailed 49-6 after the first half of play. However, in the second half, the story wasn't the scoreboard, but was instead all about a boy named Pooh, as he became Mansfield University's all-time leading rusher.
Pooh in the backfield, looking for 5 yards. He's going to get the handoff. Pooh Bear, I think he just did it.
Daddy did.
Pooh Bear McNeil, the leading rusher now, all-time Mansfield in history. Congratulations to Ernest Pooh Bear McNeil. This is a handoff up the middle, and again, not much room available, but he snaked his way up the middle for an 8-yard gain, and there is the record for McNeil.
McNeil, of course, only a junior this season, is also chasing the all-time touchdown and all-purpose yardage records. He still has a year and change left to add to his incredible totals as a Mountaineer. After the tough 63-20 loss at Westchester, the Mountaineers faced an even taller task in the then third-ranked Bloomsburg Huskies. The Mounties couldn't keep up with the Huskies for 4 quarters, losing this one 40-12. However, for the 8th straight game, John Hanghold threw a touchdown pass, this one to Rodney Davis, and the longest of both of their young careers in the black and red.
Hanghold takes a snap, drops back, throw over the middle, completes the Rodney Davis, and he breaks the tackle, and he's done. He's at the 40, the 30. The 20, the 15, the 10, the 5, touchdown, Rodney Davis, as he breaks the tackle at the 50-yard line and just takes it to the house.
The game was senior day in Mansfield, and thus marked the end of an era. Defensive stalwarts Ronnie Montgomery, Rob Smiley, Jason Ziegler, and of course Keith Slezak all played their final home game as Mountaineers. It was an emotional day for friends, family, and fans alike. According to Coach Jim Schiffer, this season's schedule is the toughest the program has ever faced, and it didn't get any easier following the loss to Bloomsburg. Next up for the 1-7 Mounties, a date in Millersville to take on the Marauders. After a defensive struggle through most of the first quarter, the floodgates opened with 3:28 to go in the quarter, sparked by this touchdown pass from Hengold to McNeil.
Tanner's in motion to the near side. Mansfield marching left to right, handoff fake to Pooh Bear. Hengold now has time, throwing downfield to Pooh Bear. Touchdown, Mansfield!
Wow.
Touchdown, Mansfield. Pooh Bear McNeil on the far side of the field, caught it at about the 5 and just brought it in.
After that touchdown, Millersville answered with two quick touchdowns of their own and took a 14-6 lead into the half. The game looked well at hand for the Mounties, who played well with the exception of a two-minute span in that first half of play. They came out in the second half ready to kick off, and that's when the wheels came off the wagon.
There's Sean Hare out there to kick it off for the second half for the Mountaineers. 30 minutes of football to go. Mansfield trails by 8, 14-6, and the kick finds its hands into the way of number 44 over on the far side?
Oh, he breaks free.
Breaking free, got one man to beat, and he's going to go. Broken free. I believe that's number 44.
That's 14.
Number 14, touchdown, Andrew Siggins, the senior. However,
Mansfield would score later in the third quarter on a 6-yard run by Pooh Bear, but never got back into the game after the kickoff return by Millersville to start the second half. The final score in this one, Millersville 31, Mansfield 14. At just 1-4 in the conference and 1-8 overall, the Mounties walked into East Stroudsburg the following week hoping to stir something up against the 18th-ranked team in the nation. And boy, did they ever. Going up against all-world quarterback Jim Terwilliger, John Hengold turned in his finest first-half performance of the season, throwing three touchdown passes, including a 71-yard strike to Tyrone Robinson, and two touchdowns to Ozzie Mathis, including this one from 6 yards out late in the first half, giving the Mounties a 13-point lead.
Hengold lines up in the shotgun. Let's hope we don't have to worry about that. Wide receivers, two, three near, one far. Take the handoff to Pooh, and Ozzie Mathis in the back.
Oh,
oh
my goodness,
did he get it? He got it. Touchdown! Touchdown, Mansfield, and Mansfield leads 18-7.
What a catch by Ozzie Mathis. The fade was thrown, underthrown, and Ozzie Mathis jumped over the defensive back's head, reeled it in right in front of his man, and got his feet down in the corner of the end zone. Oh, my goodness gracious, the Mansfield Mountaineers have a two-touchdown lead on the East.
Unfortunately for the Mounties, that two-touchdown lead would not last long, as the Warriors closed the gap to 20-17 at halftime and then took over in the second half, outscoring the Mountaineers 40-0 en route to the 57-20 victory. I hope you have enjoyed our look back at the 2005 Mansfield Mountaineers football season. While there is so much promise for next year, let's not get too far ahead of ourselves. There is still a game to be played this season, the last for 9 Mountaineer seniors who have given their all to this program throughout their careers. Let's send it down to Darren Denman and Jonathan Schwab, who are in South Carolina with the call. Take it away, guys.